We're going to be talking with Joanne Keisler, I hope I pronounced that right, author of a wonderful book called Thought Menu, A Daily Message as Inspiration to Live a Positive Life. And today we're joined by her, and she's calling from Memphis, Tennessee. And good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure completely. Tell us about your background. What is it that you do besides write wonderful books?
Well, I've done quite a few things in life. At one time, I lived in California and worked in the tech world. I did modeling. I did a little bit of acting, but needed to take a detour when my mother was diagnosed with cancer in October of '99 in Savannah, Georgia, where I had, you know, was born and raised. And my journey has taken me all over the place, and becoming more consciously aware of myself and my thoughts. And my husband and I ended up in Memphis, Tennessee the summer of 2000, and our son was born here, and he is now currently living in Houston, our son. And so many years ago, you know, throughout my life, I've had many, many spiritual experiences, many of which I could not explain. But, you know, back in the time I was growing up, you know, I just never felt safe to talk to anybody about it. And so my journey took me on a path of, some different holistic classes that I took up in New York as well as in Georgia as well. And I went and got a degree in metaphysics. It's the study of energy. When I found out that I was an empath, I had an epiphany. It began to uncover the gifts God had given me. And so my prayer, when I was in sort of a meltdown, after I found out it was an empath, and when I delved into learning what that really meant, my prayer to God was, God, I've been led to believe something's been wrong with me my whole life, and you must have loved me a lot in order to have given me these gifts. Now teach me, guide me, and lead me what you need me to do with these gifts. And like I said, I went and took classes and took the education on in metaphysics that would teach me how someone like myself that is highly sensitive to energy and how it affects us, vibration, sound, and people, and just, you know, how to help someone that's struggling with depression or anxiety or feeling lost and not living the life or shining their light in the world, which is what God has meant us to do and experience in this life. We're not meant to come into this life and live with a limited mindset. We're meant to live in a higher state of consciousness. And so, you know, that's kind of, you know, what's brought me to this point of, and if I can explain a little bit why Thought Menu or why I came up with this, it's because whenever I would go out to a restaurant, I'm married to a chef, by the way. We go out to a restaurant because we're foodies. And you sit, and I'm a people watcher, so I would, you know, look over at other people's table and, you know, see how intently people ponder and go over the menu and, you know, look over at their table when the waiter or waitress brings the food to the table. And, you know, I look at the plate to see, you know, what's come out of the kitchen. Does it look good? Do I want to order that or not? And so I got to thinking, you know, people spend more time on what they're pondering to order on a menu or let's say what they're going to cook at home as opposed to the thoughts they're thinking and the emotions they're feeling on a day-to-day basis. And I thought, there's something to this, and I need to develop this because I can help a lot of people around the world with to dare to think better. And Thought Menu is being born and published. It's been published in July, out of being able to be that assistance to help guide someone each and every day with a positive thought throughout the year. There's 365 messages in the book, so that you wake up in the morning and before you get out of bed, before you grab the phone, before you grab the computer, before you start, you know, allowing chatter to come into your mind, is read something positive, and it will set up that vibrational frequency for the rest of the day. I would like to say I, you know, have a magic wand and could wave it over someone and say, hey, this is the way your day is going to go for the whole day. You know, none of us can do that.
No, we can't.
So, you know, let me just pose this to your audience. You know, who or what are you allowing to sit at the dinner table in your mind? You know, if it does not serve you or your family, you know, then it's giving you food poisoning. You know, how many of us have family members that are toxic, or coworkers at work that are toxic? You know, if you allow that toxicity to sit at the table in your mind, then that's what you're going to attract in your life. And it starts and begins with you. You have to go within. And you also, you know, have a right of refusal. You know, if someone in a restaurant is behaving badly, the waiter, waitress, hostess, manager, they can ask you to leave. Well, why not do the same thing with the thoughts entering your mind? You know, if it doesn't serve you, let it go. You know, cut it off.
You know, one of the things you say in the book is the first thought can change your entire day. And
right.
Certainly can't it?
Yes, of course.
A lot of people wake up in a bad mood and stay that way all day.
Right.
And I like the fact that you have 365 chapters in the book. And,
mm-hmm.
and there are 365 days of the year, so that's... So you can really... And then I guess you can start over again the next year, or will you come up with another book?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, you know. The other thing that I do, my business is called Breath of Energy, a Healing. And I work with people to help them be the best version of themselves, because, you know, a lot of our challenges in life stem from the things we picked up in the mother's womb, and it's ancestral. You know, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and the mindset of where your mother was and what was going on when she was pregnant with you, that baby received all of that. Mm. And sometimes we're challenged with certain things in life, and we don't know how to break free, but if we become more conscious of the things that have happened in our life and how to shift from that place, you know, it's like a map. You know, you can look at a map and you say, okay, well, where do I want to go on my next trip when we have like a four-day weekend? Let me see. And you ponder where you might like to go. Well, you're choosing that. But if you don't know where you want to go and you don't know what's blocking you and holding you back, how are you going to choose from an intellectual standpoint of what your next adventure should be, what your next thought should be? And Thought Menu is about becoming conscious of what you are mentally and emotionally consuming every day. You know, if I could say this, think of it like thought diet. So we pay so much attention to what we put in our bodies, but, you know, how much attention do we give to what we put in our minds?
Did you grow up watching Mr. Rogers?
Yes. Yes, of course I did.
I saw the movie just recently, and a lot of what you have to say really fits in with what that movie is all about, including
right.
the restaurant scene. And that... We go through life very often just not knowing where we're going, don't we? Or some people
exactly.
can. You can, unless you are very thoughtful about it.
Right.
So,
correct.
So what's your hope that readers will discover when they read the book?
I want them to discover that God did not send us into this world, and he did not send broken souls into this world without us being prepared, that light shines within each of our souls, and we are meant to go out each and every day to shine our light. It's like, but then again, you can think of it the other way. In the homes that we grew up in, that many of them were dysfunctional, some people grew up in homes that were that experienced abuse and traumatic experiences. And without knowing that dark side of life, it would not have propelled us to find the light.
No, that...
You know, it's like the yin and the yang, you know? You've got to know the polar opposites before you find you beneath all that, I call it poop.
No, that's so true. And are we, is there a tendency, do you think, in general, that the world is moving in the right direction, or are there more people now who really don't know where they're going?
I still think there are a lot of lost souls in the world, and, you know, there are answers. You know, depression is God's way of showing you that there are things you need to change that no longer serve you, so that you can rise to that higher state of awareness and consciousness and live the best life you can possibly live. But you have to choose to do so. We're more than the thoughts we think. And there's a quote in the book, and I used to teach this to my son when he was a little boy. The thoughts you think and the words you speak creates the reality of what you experience in your life. If you're going to wake up and you're going to think negatively and you're going to be angry all the time, then when you go about your day, that is the energy you're going to draw into your frequency. And then no wonder you're experiencing life from a negative place of being. You have to shift that mindset. You have to keep traveling. Why keep traveling down the same road that keeps bringing you back to the same place of where you don't want to be? Why not, you know, I don't think any of us came into this world thinking, hey, I want to live this life small. I think and would like to think we all would like to choose to come into this life and live life from a bold place of being.
That makes abundant sense. And the book is called Thought Menu. And how long did it take you to write the book?
Well, as those thoughts were entering my mind, I would write them down. It took me several years to write it. And of course it took me several years to gain the courage to put it out there, you know, and, because I wanted to self-publish. And, so, you know, through prayer, and having faith, those pieces to the puzzle started falling into place, when I was ready. You know, some things don't happen just overnight. You know, you have to be ready for it. You know, we've all been sent into this world to help each other connect the dots of this life. It's a powerful thing when you can become consciously aware of that and go out each day. And, you know, there's always someone out in the world that needs a smile or needs a handshake or needs a hug. And, you know, I believe that we're all meant to live from a heart space of love for one another, because we're all in this game of life together.
It's not just about yourself, is it?
No, it's not just about yourself, no.
No, that's sure true. We're talking to Joanne Keisler. Am I pronouncing that last name right?
No, it's called Kistler.
Kistler, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Wanted to make sure we were getting that right. Who has written a wonderful book, and want to thank you so much for being with us. Where's the book available?
You can get it on Amazon. That's the fastest place to get it. And also, you can reach me at www.breath, B-R-E-A-T-H, of O-F. Energia is E-N-E-R-G-I-A, healing.com. And my email is the same, just not .com. It's at gmail.com.
Wonderful. We're talking about Joanne Kistler, author of a wonderful new book that's called Thought Menu. Menu for the day, menu for your life. And anything else you'd like to add?
I just wish blessings upon all of your listeners. I wish blessings upon them as they, you know, order the book and read the words each day, and, you know, that they welcome gaining empowerment so that they can shine their light around the world.
Joanne, thanks so much for being on WAMV. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. AM 1420, WAMV, FM 103.1, and WAMV 103.com, everywhere online. And our time right now, 15 minutes before 11 o'clock.